You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
The other morning, Jeremy and I were talking with a listener. Her name was Julia. She called us up and we, just in the course of a regular conversation, something came up about, I don't remember if it was her husband or fiance. So I said, where'd you meet that guy? Because we ask that often. And she gave us an interesting response. She said, I met him on online dating.
It was the word inflection, and the way she said it, online.
The way she said it was, I'm so embarrassed to admit this.
And we were immediately like, why? It worked. You found a great guy. They'd been together for a long time, and then now they're engaged. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the big deal, girlfriend?
So the question that popped into our head is, why are people embarrassed about using dating apps? That's why they're there. We get the same response when we would ask people in the past, you know, where'd you meet your SO? And they'd say, oh, we met at a bar.
So it worked.
In other words, yeah.
Where people go to hang out that are single. Okay.
In other words, your outing was a success because that's why you went.
Well, I guess you have the stigma of that you're just hanging around a bunch of drunks and people looking for a good time versus meeting them at church or something, you know, or
so
somewhere more wholesome.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I guess that's probably true. If you meet your SO at church, you know, you'll volunteer that right away. We met at church.
It's great.
If we met at a bar,
you know, we were both drunk and made out in the parking lot.
It would be fun if you met at a bar after church.
Right. Those are the best.
That's what we're talking about. So I had a conversation with Gretch about this over the weekend because I was trying to puzzle out, why are people still embarrassed about using dating apps when that's why they're on there, is to meet someone. Mm-hmm. And, okay, listen, disclaimer, neither Jeremy nor I have ever been on a date. Well, Jeremy had that one.
Oh, shut up. No, I've never been on a dating date.
Jeremy, neither of us have ever been on a dating
under
app.
My real name.
Exactly. We are not knocking them at all. I think they're great for people. A lot of people are married today. We have listeners right now driving along, listening, who met their SO on a dating app. So obviously it works.
Yeah.
However, my brain tells me that subconsciously, people might be, and this is just me postulating here, people might be embarrassed by it because it, you know, in their mind signals that they couldn't meet someone any other way. In other words, organically just going about their life, they couldn't find their perfect person.
And now they're, you know, reduced to going online and creating a profile, creating a personal classified ad, basically. Because you don't have what it takes.
And I think that's silly. And yet, as I try to figure out why people say it the way Julia said it, oh, we met on a dating app. It's in her mind, she might be thinking, someone's going to judge me that I couldn't just, you know, go out to the grocery store and meet some guy, you know, in the meat section, you know,
Literally.
That I needed, put that in quotation marks, I needed to use a dating site. And I don't know that we can get people past that way of thinking. If they want to be embarrassed by it, I guess fine. But how much longer is that going to be that way?
I don't know. I mean, I see other factors. Like, I would imagine that you feel like there is something wrong with you, that you couldn't just go out on your own with your own personality and your own style and your own looks and meet somebody. So you're like, what is wrong with me that I can't just do this on my own? So I've got to create the profile, and there's almost like a given up factor in there. Like, you've just given up trying to even attempt to go out into public to meet somebody. So now here you are sitting at home. And then there's the humiliation that you might feel when you get no bites even on the dating site. So you run the risk of that humiliation. And the isolation factor. The isolation factor is there of you not going out to the supermarket. And instead, you're sitting on the couch every weekend just scrolling, you know, like, with your mouth open. There's so many negative factors to it.
I guess. But in my mind, a dating app is essentially employing the idea of a Venn diagram. right? For those of you who don't remember, Google Venn diagrams are like, you take the two circles, like in this circle, it's people who have red hair, and in this circle, it's people who play
love
football.
Pizza, yeah.
Right, and then when they overlap, that little part in between where they overlap.
Oh my God, I found a redhead who loves football and pizza.
Right, so a dating app to me just turns dating into a Venn diagram. In other words, you are when you go to the grocery store, not everybody is single. When you go to the grocery store, not everyone, you know, is oriented sexually the way you are. When you go to the grocery store, not everyone is blank. So a dating app creates a Venn diagram, and it takes people who are single, people who are looking, people who are maybe into have this type of interest, and it creates that nice little slice where you can save some time.
Sure,
I'm really building this up, and
you
yet
are,
I've never
but most
done
of the
it.
Time it, in that little circle that meet up is just PP pics that you get.
Well, is there that too?
And I think that's another part of it. Is like you go on to try to find somebody, and it is just people that want to hook up. So you're like, ugh, and then you get all the PP pics, and that's what dating sites have kind of been reduced to. You hear it all the time. You know, you find these people that want to meet up with somebody. Legitimately date somebody, find love, and you're just there to get freaky deaky.
Yes. But you know what? You've got to sift through a bunch of garbage if you weren't using a date. I mean, if you just go to the bar, you got to sift through a lot of garbage, right? So it's not like nothing can be perfect.
No.
And I think maybe that's where some people trip up, is that they want either a dating site or something else to be absolutely perfect. And then there's nothing perfect. If you're just out on your own trying to meet someone, you know, you've got to kiss a lot of frogs, that kind of thing. So, I don't know. What's your infatuation with pee-pee pics?
It's just...
Why are you reducing
legit.
It to that?
That's what you get on these things. That's
what
I've heard.
Man, what grown man calls it a pee-pee
pic?
I'm going
to send you one.
Oh, Josh is our producer of the show. He's 26 years old, so he's coming at this whole a dating app situation from a different mindset. And
he's
quickly,
so
what did
single.
What was it that you were telling us off the air?
Well, I just feel like it is kind of a generational difference, whereas my generation, it's not stigmatized to meet on an app. And whether that's like Instagram or Tinder or Bumble, it's much more normal for me to hear that. And I'm not shocked at all when I hear that.
Right.
So is it more prevalent than to meet somebody on those type of accounts, like the social media, like Instagram or TikTok, versus signing up for an actual dating site?
I think so. Simply because I have several friends that I can think of right off the bat that are like, oh yeah, we were following each other on Twitter or Instagram, and then we decided to meet up in person because they were both attracted to each other. And so for me, I think that's much more normal to hear now than being like, oh, we signed up for, you know, Christian Mingle or Farmers Only.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The thing is, the dating apps are now 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So you would think
old
that
is you, man.
When it comes to generational stuff, that it wouldn't have that much. Because it's not like they're just in the last 5 years. These dating apps are all from like the mid-90s when they started.
Wow.
So that's interesting that we still can't get past it.
All
Why aren't you on them, Josh?
I don't need them yet. I'm doing all right.
Oh, really?
He slipped the word yet in there. I like that.